Okay, we're up to Kuvzayin Hamad Aleph. It's late. We didn't hear your speech today.
Twice.
Oh. Bishamai says, Eimimanin, who has which girl under 12 years old, if she was married, or by her father, Mahatayda is beating the Sati Lishazah, she's married. But if the father passed away and the brother or the sister or the mother marries her off, or even if the father married off, but if it's the second time, in other words, the first time she was married, the father, she's married Matayda, but then she was divorced by her husband. She's 9-10 years old. So now she married a second time. It's only Midurabban. In all these cases, she can just walk out. Till 12 years old, she can walk out. Says Beishamah, this din of walking out of Miyun is only by Arusa. They got engaged, not if they got married. Why, if they got married, is no longer me and help. We'll see the more three reasons. Basila and Basila says, no difference. Arusis unusuis. Makes no difference. Married, engaged, she can walk away. That's Machlek is number one. Machlek is number two. Beishamai says, Bebal, who can she walk out from her own husband? But if her husband dies and now she falls into her brother-in-law, she becomes now Yevamah. She no longer has the ability just to walk away because she has a mitzvah of Yevamah. That's from the Teda. She can't walk away. V'loi b'yavim. And Beis Hillel says, "Bibbal ubi yavim." She can also walk away from the yavim because his strength is the strength of the baal. Since she can walk away from the baal, the husband, she can walk away from the brother-in-law as well. The Gemara will explain that as well.
If she becomes an almona during this stage, according to the Shammah, what will be?
She's stuck with her, but she's married brother-in-law. She has to marry brother-in-law. She'll be married. I'll tell you. According to Beis Shammai, he can only be talking about Edison. Because if it's Nesuyin, she's stuck. There's no question. Even Edison, she could walk out from her husband, but she couldn't walk out from the brother-in-law. The din of Yevamah applies whether you're engaged or married.
Yeah, I understand.
Machlekes number three. Beis Shammai, the husband has to be there. Beis Hillel, makes no difference if the husband's there or not. Machlekes number four.
We're talking about
Miyun. All these din of the Miyun. Number four, we're going to have a lot of missions from now to the end of the Masechta. Beis Shammai says, Bebezdin, it has to be done in front of a Bezdin. Not only your husband has to be there, also a Bezdin. Bebezdin or Shalai Bebezdin. Whether it's a Bezdin or not a Bezdin, we'll see later that the Gemara said that everyone holds you have to have three people. The question is, do they have to be qualified as a Bezdin or not? Now, Omru Lehem Beis Hillel Beshamai, Beis Hillel says Beshamai. Now, suddenly we're having a discussion. And we have Beis Hillel. Till now, Beshamai's name is always first. Interesting, Bisham Mokim Hill ain't a Mishnah, and yet his name is always first. We have no respect for him, and yet we always give him the most respect because he's always mentioned first.
So, we said that Hill was Mechabed Shammai, that he always gave him to speak first.
Because that's a bit.
That's what the law will be.
This is rabbinical. Yeah, that's right, like Bishamai. Now, suddenly, Beis Hill is having to tell Bisham Beis Hill is first. So, according to some of the Shayim, it's called this continuation of the previous thing, and that is as follows. Mam enes vihiktana, a girl can go marry four or five husbands at the age of nine, marry a guy, doesn't like him, 2 months later walks out, marries another guy, same thing over and over and over again. I feel dal vehepam, even four or five times. Omru lehem beishamai, says beishamai, no, ain benois yisrael hefker. I don't think that Yiddish girls should be treated like such.
Come and go like the wind.
Exactly, get married, this guy, then it can be. Elamam enes. She has one chance. Now, what happens afterwards? Umam tenes achadagdal, and then if she wants to marry again, she got to wait until she's 12 years old. V'timoyin v'tinosei, and then she's remind. The Gemara wants to know, what are you remind again for? She was remind at the age of 9. Why at 12 you remind again? So the Gemara will say there's two possibilities. Either she does a miyun, and then she has to wait till 12 years old to validate the first miyun. Or the other opinion about it is there's two possibilities. Either if she wants to get married again, she's gets married, but she has to get married this time. And according to Bishami, once she's married, she cannot get out again, only through a get.
So then what's the shot the second time?
Or she can, that's what it means. Or Timoy means either she can, there's two possibilities. Either Mamtena Shetagbu, that's possible number one. Got to wait till you're 12 years old.
Like
it was perfect. It was perfect. No, perfect. But now she shouldn't get married again until she's 12. That's number one. Shouldn't get engaged again. Or if she dafka wants to get married, then v'timoin, so do the mean at the age of 9, and v'tinosei, and get married at the age of 9. But no more erusin, no more engagements here. You're getting married because we're not allowing any more means. Okay, that's how we learn the Gemara. Let's give a bite. Let's understand the first machlekes. Why does Bishamai say that only a woman is engaged can do me and not a woman is married? Number one is Lefisha ain't tenai b'nisuin. We don't. If a guy gets engaged to a woman on the condition, or a woman gets engaged to a man on the condition so and so, if the condition is not met, the marriage is dissolved. But once you're married, tanoim don't help. Because why not? Because we assume that the husband or her or she was meichel the tanai. Even though I made a tanai, I'm going to get married to him, unless you give me $1,000, you buy me a golden, diamond bracelet, all that kind of stuff. But if you went ahead and you got married, you didn't get it, is that you're meichel. Because the love that was there overrode that is tanai. Now, since there's no tanai by nesuyin, the people see that she was married. And she, people see a girl 10 years old. Not everyone knows the halachas of Mio, and they just see a 10-year-old girl who's totally married. Then they see her walking down the street. What are they going to say? They didn't see a get. They're going to say, she must have made a tanai. He didn't meet the tanai. She can walk away. People are going to come to the conclusion, or jump to the conclusion, that even marriage, you could, even if I got married to you, if I made a tanai, you didn't meet the condition of the tanai, I just walk away. That's what people think. People don't know me. Sorry? Ksuba is not tanai. Ksuba is first of all, ksuba we had before is only after nisuin. My member said Arusa, there's no ksuba and all that. And but the point is, yeah.
Even more. So in other words, do we say that making the ksuba is some kind of a tanai is part of the nisuin process, or?
No, it's not tonight. It's not tonight. It's only after the marriage. Not tonight in order to get married. If dissolves, whatever, yeah. But in the suya to Moyen, and if you're going to allow her to get married, then she can just walk away. People don't understand the laws of Mian. They might jump to the conclusion and say, yes, tonight, but she must have made some kind of condition, and therefore she walked away, and we don't want that to happen. Freddy Moro, that makes sense by in the. What about they just went to the chuppah, but they had no relations? We right now the Gemara thinks it's the love of having the be'ilah, the intimate relations, that causes her to be meichel tonight. What happens before that, the be'ilah, just the chuppah itself? The chuppah itself, if there was a tonight, then why would people think she's walking down the street? If they know, I don't know exactly how people know, that unless she was in
Mayan. Before they had yichud.
No, after the chuppah, right before yichud. I'm going to say then, people can't jump to the conclusion, they'll know that it's because of me, and so what's the problem? Why shouldn't that work? And you're saying anytime she gets married, it doesn't work. Also, once you're standing under the chuppah, the love is already there, even before you have the bila. In fact, in Shemachlek, if a woman, my chuppah has to wear a shaitel already, or just after the bila. And some want to tie it into this machlek is right here. When does the chiba, when does it all start? From the chuppah or from afterwards? What about when the father gave it over to the agents of the husband, which in a way is considered marrying? There's no love, there's no chuppah, there's nothing. So nobody's going to assume that if there was a tanai, the love made her meichel. There's nothing happened yet, there's no love yet. She didn't even meet the husband yet. So lecheda over there, according to Shabbai, why can't she just walk away? Like plugin abundance, because it's hardly ever happens, the husband doesn't want to make a distinction. Married is, and once you're married, fafal. Okay, well, Basil says, no, everyone knows. Made the yod in the suik tan that abonim. Everyone knows this is the laws of Mion. Everyone's familiar with the laws of Mion. I guess it was pretty common. And therefore, nobody's going to jump to conclusions on mice with that tonight. They see an 11-year-old girl walking out. They'll say, must have been my mind. She wants to walk out. That's one version of the machlekes. Version number two. Rabbi Yisiv Tavayu, time with the Bishop. You know what is? If we're going to allow girls to get married and then walk out 6 months later, 12 months later, men are going to be very hesitant to marry such a girl. They'll wait till she's older because they don't want that. Turns out, because if she walks out, I mean, 6 months, he lived with a girl, wasn't his wife. He'll feel guilty of his conscience will bother him. And he'll think, what do I need this for? What do I need to feel guilty for? I'll marry a woman that's 12 years old. So it's to help her out. You want to get young girls married. Tell her that if you get married.
You don't want them getting old. They become 13 years old.
12.
Yeah, 13-year-old girls.
12-year-olds. Remember, Rabbi Tam says in his time, if you have a girl, no matter how old it is, if somebody comes with a shidduch, take it. Because you don't know if tomorrow you'll have money to afford for the chasna. Rabbi Tam is second condition.
Reserve it. Engage.
No. Get married. They don't. Trust the father. They trust the father.
You know what? I see that's a soul man. My brother-in-law, sister-in-law, the Geras. They make sure they're young, boys and girls, 18 years old, right? They get them a flat across the road from mommy and daddy. They grow up in their parents' house. The first few years of
my trigger before she passed away, because a lot of Gera and Antwerp told me that the divorce rate in Gera is the highest in Antwerp from all cities, by far. For this very reason you're saying right now. Because when they grow up, 2 years later, and they open their eyes, yes, not for me. Usually she grows up faster than him. Anyway, he's still Yeshiva Bacher. doesn't want it to turn out that the 6 months he lived with his girl is nus, and therefore not interested. So to help her out, we said, you know what? Once you're married, you can't walk on it. Very modified. I understand that when it comes to beilus. But what about nichlas luchupe v'leinivul ma'igmen? What's the problem then? Nothing happened. Even chuppi feels uncomfortable. He saw a chuppi with a girl, and then she just walked out on him. He feels uncomfortable. He feels cheap. Okay, fine. I understand that. But Moser of the Shluchei Abba, when the father gave her over to the Shluchei Abba, nothing happened there at all. Why do we say that she can no longer walk out of the marriage? Nothing happened. Doesn't feel cheap or anything. Like Plug Rabbanon, same thing. That's and Basil. Why is he argue? Kivan the Ika Kedushin V'Ksuva Loser Main Beloved Is Nus. You catch the bother. You did everything up here Halacha. You did according to the book, and you went through the motions. You went through a chuppah, and you made a ksuva and everything else. If she walks out, you think you'll feel guilty? What do you feel guilty for? What did you do wrong? You won't feel guilty. Okay, it's under the bonus places. Third answer. Rapapa says, time with the Bishamah. You know what a Bishamah's basis is? All financial. Bisham payday. Because the nichsim maluk that she brings into the marriage, which belongs to her, and he puts in the time and the effort, and he reaps the dividends, that's the reason why we don't want girls who are married to walk out. And time with the Bishamah, Bisham payday. And the same reason Hill says, yes, you could. It could work out. What's going on here? Time of the Shama paid it. If you're going to say that a girl, once she's married, she can walk out, you know, after you know, 6 months, she can walk out. What do I have to work so hard? I'm going to smooch on this property over here, and she'll walk out. She'll take exactly. What do I need it for? The safe side of the Maver came. Probably she will walk out. She's only 9 years old. She has little brains in her head. She'll say, I don't like the fact she wants to rebel. Kids want to rebel, so they say, well, I want to marry the one that my mother decided I should marry him. So what do I have to much as it for? So therefore, Metakana, once she's married, you're stuck. Basil says, for the same opposite, just psychologically, Basil says, Adrab, because he knows she can walk out whenever he wants, he's going to work harder to appease her that she shouldn't want to walk out. Because if he doesn't take care of the property, her family is going to say, who's minding her, are going to say to her, hey, you see what a schlock he is? He doesn't take care of you. What do you think? What kind of future do you have? Walk out. He is going to work harder to improve the field. Somebody thinks the Eloi, if I don't, her relatives are going to advise her. She should walk out. I don't want to walk out. Look at the beautiful property she brought it to me. Interesting. Okay, that's reason number three. Reason number four. Rav Amar, Hainu time of the Bishamah. No, Bishamah's fault is why once you get married, we say she's stuck, you can't walk out. She ain't Adam Tereh Besur Mafsida. Who's going to invest all that money in having a beautiful chasna and spend the money on caterers and everything else in the hall? And 6 months later, she'll walk out of me. Nobody wants to go spend on a chasna if they know it's only going to last for 6 months. So therefore, if you're going to get married, you want him to make a nice chasna, make sure that stays. Or Basil, Basil says no. People are prepared to even spend for a chasna, even though they're only married for 6 months. You know why? People should know that the marriage will type. I'm not sure what exactly this one is. But somehow or another, maybe more for her than for him. But for him, I'm not exactly sure what that means. But somehow or another means is that he doesn't mind that people should think that he's ready to get married, willing to get married. It didn't work out. But at least people know he's on the market so that shidduchim will come to his way. Okay, so he's happy to spend all that money and just be married for 6 months. So people should say that he's a guy who wants to get married.
Interesting. Rashi says nothing there. It must be such a portion of the
pshat. Yeah, well, that's the svara. I mean, you understand? It's hard to relate to it. No, for her, I understand that people want to marry her. So people, even though it didn't work out, it shows that she walked out that she is a good girl because people want her. It's called, you have a concept called, you know, so you have an interesting, for her, because remember, she's the one who has trouble getting married. But he has no trouble getting married. But why? And he's the one who has to invest for the chasnas.
I would have thought, didn't we use a svara before that once she's walked out, it causes a damn, people think she's the type of person who walks out.
No, we didn't say that at all. None of the svara said that. Tell you what, about Bishamah says in front of the husband, Rabbi Shia says, according to Basil, that's what I want. That she could, just like she can walk out from the husband, she can walk out from the brother-in-law. Brother-in-law means only if he gave her a maimed, if he gave her a kedushin, which is only drabonos, he can walk out. But the ain't a maimed is in kosa. If he didn't give her a maimed, just the Torah says the husband died. Now you're stuck with the brother-in-law, even though the whole marriage to the husband is only drabonon, she's now stuck with the brother-in-law. Why? What's the svara here? So we have a number of opinions what the svara of Rabbi Ish is. Amar Rav Chizda, my time, but Rabbi Ish, what's the svara? Maime, the medata. Maime, she has to agree when the brother-in-law comes forward and gives her a ring and says, I want you to marry me. She had to agree. Matzia Akra, therefore she can also undermine it. Abazika de Baal Karcha, this that she is stuck to her brother-in-law, because the din is that when your husband died with no children, you're stuck to your brother-in-law, since now she has no day in it, like Matzia Akra. She could be Oike, the first husband, because she voluntarily decided to get married to him, so she can walk away. And the same thing with the second husband if he does a kedushin, but not if it's a zika. What about if the brother-in-law has relations with her, and the din we had before is that if the brother-in-law has bia against her will, she is stuck to him, and yet umatzia akra, she can walk out. Because Basil says that you can walk out. Once you're married, you can walk out. Basil says you can walk out from the brother-in-law. Rabbi Ishi says, Kol's man, he didn't marry you, you cannot walk out. You got to wait till he marries you or gives a chalitza. But once he marries, so what's the svara? Why is there a difference between while you're waiting, a shemedes yavim, or once you're married? Once you're married, you can walk out. And while you're waiting, you can't. Now, you tell me why you're waiting, because it's not her choice to be connected to the guy. You know, and once he married you against your will, it wasn't your choice either. And yet, why could you walk out? This Baal Karcha business is irrelevant. Elik much like this. Bia umaymer, when he marries you, or when he gives a kedushin, the hukah of it, the brother-in-law did the whole thing, then matzia akra, she can say, look, I'm not interested, and she walk out. Zika the rachmana ramila, zika the tater, that even though it's only the rabbanon is extending what the tater says, like matzia akra, that she can't walk away from. So while she's waiting, she can't, but once it's consummated, she could walk out. That's Rav Chizda's view of Rabbi Ishiya. Ula says another pshat. Ula says, I disagree. Rabbi Ishiya, mimamenes aflazi kosin. Not only can she walk out, she can marry. Even while she's waiting, she can walk out. My timer. Nisuye kamoi ka'okri. Ula says, not the pshat that she's walking away. You're right. That's mahatoyna. How could you walk away from a brother-in-law? But remember, the whole brother-in-law's koyach is because of the husband. He's filling in for the husband, as if this is a continuation of the husband. Since she has a right to walk away from the husband, so it's as if the husband's still around, she can walk away. If there's no husband, there's no brother-in-law. Eisei Rav Ulul, you're telling me the brother-in-law is standing in the shoes of the original husband. No husband, no brother-in-law. Let me ask a question. It says, Kol Sheichal, we know that, all the Ervis, all the Arroyas, that since you cannot marry the first wife who's your Erva, neither does the Tzara. You have any connection to the Tzara, she just walks out. But what about if the girl that is an Erva to you, is your daughter, could have walked out of her husband, could have been Mamayin. For example, you married your daughter off once and then she was divorced. So when you marry off a second time, you married off to your brother, Reuven. The second time she's only married, the Rabbanon, she could walk out. And then when Reuven dies, Shimon has to marry her and the Erva. In this case, Kol Sheyachayil Lemoin, if she could have been Mamayin, she could have walked out of Reuven, she would never have been married. But she didn't. So on the one hand, it's not really his wife, so the Erva, the Tzara, has a din of Yibum. On the other hand, since it looks like your daughter was his wife, therefore we don't want you to marry the Tzara, but rather Chalitza. It's Tzarasa Chaylatzes V'loi Misyavemes. Now, L'chayda Mamai, who cares that she wasn't Mamayin at the time? According to you, Ula, let her be Mamayin right now while she's waiting for the brother-in-law, which is her father. Let her be Mamayin right now. It's as if she was never married to Reuven, and then therefore the Tzara could get married to Shimon. According to you, that you're saying that even after the husband died, since the brother-in-law is waiting, the brother-in-law is an extension of the husband, you can still be Mamayin, as if you'd be Mamayin, the original husband. But to see Abim Tzoros, and let the Tzora get married. And for the Gemara, Tzoros Erva Shaini. If we focus on the din of Tzoros Erva, since the whole thing is what it looks like, and because appearances are very important here, and it looks like you're walking out right now, but at the time when Reuven died, you were married to Reuven, you weren't Mamayin, so you were married to Reuven. It looks like the Tzora of an Erva is marrying Shimon, and we can't have that. The Tani Rama Bachay Cheskel Mian of a Baal, if she was Mamayin while her husband was alive, Muteres La'aviv, she can get married to his father, because you've never married to the son. The Yavam, but regarding a brother-in-law, Surah La'aviv, but if she didn't, she waited after the husband died, and then she's Mamayin, since as far as appearances look like, she was married to Reuven, because he did nothing while Reuven was alive, therefore she can no longer marry Reuven's father, even though technically she's Mamayin right now, she's never married to Reuven, but it looks like she was married to Reuven, and we don't allow that. It's the same thing with the Tzara. Not a kashanula. Alma b'shas nefilu nidi kaglosa. We look at the time when the Reuven died. It looks like it's the door. Lachinah b'shas nefilu nidi kaglosa b'itai. Looks like it's Tzara. So no kasha. So Ula Lepoil argues with Rav Eishia, and he says that he can walk out of the Zik as well. Amar Rav says, Rav, miyana b'zeh. If she was memayin by one of the brothers-in-law, you're saying now that you could be memayin. Ula says she could be memayin her brother-in-law. She's memayin her brother-in-law suda lezeh. He's also usher to all the other brothers-in-law as well. Why midi to have a balas a get? Just like if one of the brothers gave her a get. Balas a get. Lav kivin itzel lechad, the one who gave her a get. While she was waiting to marry five brothers, one of the brothers stepped in and gave her a get. The din is that she cannot marry anybody else. She just needs chalitza. Itzel lekula, the get of one, asses on all the other brothers, because it looks like she was divorced, and we don't want people to think. Hachanam elishnah also, so she was memayin, mean is a form of a get, so therefore she asked all the brothers. That's Rav's opinion. Shmuel disagrees. He says, Mian a bezeh, muter is a zeh. Like, dami le balas a get. Don't compare a mian to a get. Whoever you remind to, you're saying to you, I have no relation, but you can still marry the other brothers. Balas a get, who the covered ba. When it comes to get, the brother-in-law did something to her, so therefore he's acting on behalf of all the other brothers. Hocha he carved the bait. Here she is saying, I don't want to marry you, I'm remind to you. The other brothers are not involved in that, so therefore she's able to marry the other brothers. I'm the lady in the bach. I don't desire you, like Savina bach. I don't want you, bach. Bach with the lady in the bach. I don't want you, but you want the others. That's Shmuel. So he disagrees. Rav Asi says, Miyana bezeh muteres afilu. Rav Asi goes further. Rav Asi says, if you're memayin this one, not only are you allowed to marry all the other brothers, you could even marry the one that you're mind to. Why? L'chayda? Because it must be, Father of Aish, who says that the miyun, you cannot be memayin while you're in waiting. A shemet is yavam. So therefore, even she says, I don't want to marry you, it means nothing. So she can turn around and marry this very guy that she said, I don't want to, because of Aish, she says it's meaningless. Lema kerab Aish is fiddle. L'chayda, it seems like Rav Asi is paskar kerab Aish. Therefore, she could even marry the guy that she's been memayin to. But Rabbi Ishi said that you cannot be memayin to Yizika. Says the Gemara, no. I disagree with Rabbi Ishi, but I make a difference whether it's one brother or there's only one brother or there's many. If there's only one brother, I hold like Ula, that Mephader, she could walk away. If there are two brothers. And by two brothers, I'll agree with Rabbi Ishi. That what? That not only she's not usher to the other brother, she's not even usher to the one that she's been mine. Why not? Because since it's a Zika on the whole family, and since part of the family she was not able to undermine the Zika, neither, so there's no such thing as half of undermining. The ain mi lechatz Zika. He also Rabbi came along with Rabbi Yehuda from Israel. He came along and said, "Rabbi Yochanan, mi ana bezeh muteres lachin." He said, "If you're mine into this one, you're allowed to marry all the other brothers like Shmuel." And there was somebody who disagreed. Man, who didn't disagree? I'm going to buy Rav. Rav didn't agree because Rav holds that if she's us to one brother, like I get, she's us to all brothers. In other words, Machlekes Rav Shmuel is, do we treat me in like a get or me in is like not a get? But Pashas, it's not a get. We'll see later. Rav Amarava says, I'm Eishiv Amla Ravasi. Rav said, I'm Eishiv Amla argued, and I said, I'm Eishiv Amla argued, but one makes it between one brother and two brothers. It's not a proper get. We'll see later that the relatives are all mutter. She's mutter, like we just said before. She's mutter the father. But it looks like a get. Yes, we'll see later. It's not just the next couple of missions. Complicated mission, we'll see. The Shammai, I mean, fun of you have to have the husband there. Tanya, I'm going to be Shammai, but like Pishon HaGomol. There was a guy called Pishon HaGomol. Interesting name. I guess it's a camel rider or something. That me and the Ishla Bafanov, that his wife walked out on him when he wasn't around. I guess he was traveling a lot. And it was good. It's a kasha and it's a fact. I don't disagree with the fact. But Pisha and Agomel b'mida kfusha mother, he maltreated her. And therefore, because he maltreated her, therefore we allowed her to walk out when he wasn't around. L'ficha mother b'mida kfusha. Therefore we also went ahead and we didn't treat him right. Even the Pialocha, she cannot be memayin when he's not around. But in this case, we made a special exception. Yeah. Rashi Mumshad is like Shule Hamida, the other end of the end of the Keli. Yeah. Turned over, yeah. Says the Gemara.
And see what Rashi says, how he mistreated him? He didn't look after him?
Yeah, he didn't look. But they call Achel Peder. Since the whole problem was nichsim uluk, which means that what? The only time the husband is entitled to his her estate is when they're married. But Beis Shammai said before that once she's married, she can't walk out. How can the story have happened? Once you're married, you can't. Answering the mother, Bishama says, you're right, but this case, they made two changes, two knots they made over here. Because he maltreated her, because he didn't take care of her estate, and she's a young kid, she couldn't defend herself, the Chum did two laws which run right. First of all, they said, even though you're married, we're going to let you walk out. I said, well, even though he's not around, we'll let you walk out. So the Chum are nice people, after all. So anyway,
if a girl does miyun and her husband is a kohen, can he take her back? Is it that same as
yes,
Gedushin?
Like nothing happened. Not Gedushin, zero. Nothing happened.
So
the only time is when it comes to the Yibum part, because Yibum will look at appearances. Same with Vaita, Bishami, if they bezin, you need a bezin. Tan Hosama, Chalitza, and Miunin, and all them, Bishlaish, you need three people. Man, Tandel, who's the author? Amar Abishami, Lchez, Bishami. Because he says, I'm Mishnah, you need a bezin. Abai says, no, I feel the imbecile. I can't look imbecile. I don't need experts. I was shloisha bin. You all agree you need three people. Kiditan, you tackle in the braise. Bisham emir if they bezin. You need a bezin. Bisham emir if they bezin. Or ushul leib if they bezin. But the elu, my deem shits are shloisha. I don't agree you need three people.
The reason they need three guys is
to find out how to read the Sadhguru text. Yeah, exactly. Those two, Machshim, you don't even need three, two is enough. Amr Yisav Yuma, Amr Rabbi Nachman says Rabbi Yisav Barmin Yuma is the name of Nachman. Halachik is azug. The halach is what? Two people are enough. You don't even need three. We'll see later in the Gemara Gittin. You don't need a bezin for a get. So to say that miyun and chalitz are stricter than a get, or miyun is stricter than you need a bezin, Beis Shammai says to moin that she can be my mother. What do you mean when she grows up, you only do it once, and then she's mine now, when she grows up, she's mine again. What do you do a second time for? Mother, she already is mine when she was 9 years old. Why do it again at 12? Shmuel learns when she grows up, the time she says, she has to validate when she's mature enough to say that when I walked out on him when I was 9 years old, I meant it, I didn't make any mistake. That's it, Shmuel. So what happens in that those 3 years in those interim years? Sounds like, according to Beis Shammai, she cannot get married again at all. She has to wait to validate her mien. Otherwise, she's sort of still married to this guy. However, Ula says, Tartik Tani, Bishama give me two options. Or she walks out, and then she waits now. She's totally free woman. She's not limbo. She's a free woman. But she waits with Tagdul Vitiyar. When she gets old enough, she'll get married again, or engaged. Or she walks out. Once you get married straight away, Tinosil Alta, no more engagements. You want to get married again, get married straight away. Consummated. She grows up, and it says that she should get married. In other words, no more engagements. It says that she should be mine again. Doesn't mean mine again. It means, or Tagdol is one case, and Timoin is case number two. El Shmuel, Ache Tagdol v'Timoin by the Kodesh Shmuel. Not that she should be mine again. Means she has to validate. Kasha, Tagdol Kasha, Mishnah. What age ketana can do mean? Only if a mother or brother married when she understood. That means she has to be 6 or 7 years older than our mom says. Younger than 6 or 7, it's not even considered a marriage with her brother, nothing happens. So 6 or 7, she has a little understanding what marriage is. And he see Ua Shalayla Daita, but if they married her when she had no idea what she's talking about, that was under 6, ain't a tzichalamayin. What do you mean? Nothing happened.
You just walk out and go home.
Just walk out. Rav Chanina ben Atigna Sefer, Kol Tina, this is the rule. Kol Tina, Ikesha Eina Yechayla Lishma Kedusha, tzichalamayin. Even if she's older than 6, if she's not mature enough to watch a ring or whatever it is that he gave her as an item of Kedushin, then she's immature, nothing happened. But if she's mature enough, she's over 6. If she's mature enough, then it's all right. Rabbi Lazar Amir, Eim Maisek Tana Klum Elik HaMafuta. That even though they got engaged, will only treat her like a Mafuta, like she's seduced by the man, and therefore she's not really considered his wife in which terms. For example, Bas Yisrael the Kohen, she married a Kohen, she's not entitled to Yitruma, even though she's married to the guy, 8 years old, she's only like a Mafuta. And Lo Yisrael Betruma, she cannot Yitruma. And Fakir, Bas Kohen Yisrael, if she was a Kohenis, married to Yisrael, Teichel Betruma, she could Yitruma. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said the following, and we'll discuss later what exactly he's saying. Kol akava shiminish, anything which is holding her back because of him. We'll see later what a different opinion what that means is ki'ilu hi ishtoi, then it's treated like his wife, you can eat and all that. Kol akava she'eda minish, but if what's holding it back is her, she just didn't do the mean. Not that he gave her to get, she didn't do the mean. We'll see more later examples. Ki'ilu ein ishtoi, it's as if it's not his wife. In the beginning, hayakaisin get minu. They used to write a special kind of a bill of divorce, and they used to write in the following: loyre inabei, I don't love him, like tzavim, I don't want him. The less ano boyli in sabla, I don't want to remain married to him. Keep on the husband. Yeah, I would have his chaladim. She's walking out. Keep on the chazi the nafish the buri. We saw that there were a lot of words. Amri, but people were very illiterate in those days. If they saw a document there with a bunch of words on it, they even couldn't read what it says there, they right away thought, this is mamash a real get. Asi l'chlufi begita, I think it's a real get. And people start thinking that she has a get, so in the future, the husbands will start writing a get to this girl. And therefore, the mistake, it won't be a proper mian. It'll be him giving her a get instead of her walking out on it. Like the top Rashi says, shichtevenu soifa bur. If you have a seifer, not only the average person is illiterate, even the seifer is an amoritz. The get gedushin, look out of Beisha. Even though the Gemara says in the beginning of Gittin, we'll see that stam seifer or roif seifer with bikinhein, obviously there was enough to make us worry. Tikinahach, they decided this is the text that you write by a thing. A few words. Beyoim Pliny, on this day, me and a Pliny, this girl decided to remind Bas Pliny, the daughter of this person, be anpon in front of us. Very short and sweet. So nobody, I mean, look at it, see only a few words. Everyone knows a get is 12 lines. The word get, gimel test is 12 lines. That's why it's 12 lines. So there's a long Megillah. Here, a couple of words, nobody will know this is different. Then no mistakes will happen. See you tomorrow.